Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Time for us to, here on the DJB program, bring together the collective resources that Jennifer Horn brings to the DJB program and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in the form of a discussion about the charts for this past week from Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So each week, do I over-explain this, ladies, every week, or do I need to explain it?
Just so we all come together for the hottest topics in talk radio.
Well, the top 10 stories, yeah, that's really what it is. We try to get some comments on most of them. I'll enumerate the stories and the people on the list. The research done by Talkers, available online at djvshow.com and talkers.com. So if you hadn't seen the list, what would you say, Victoria, would be the number one story of the week from the talk radio perspective? Thinking.
I mean, the virus is everywhere, right? Omicron, I'd have to say, is probably the in terms of headlines throughout the week. Yeah, I would say Omicron definitely dominated that. That or the school shooting. Those two, I think, were the biggest.
Well, the school shooting comes in at number 4, and the COVID and Omicron come in at number 1. So you're correct there.
I would add, Roe, the argument about Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court. I think that was a huge topic.
That's number 5. On the countdown this week. Inflation's number 2. The January 6th investigation is 3. The shooting
that's
in
still
Michigan
happening.
Is 4.
I know.
Actually, this week.
I mean, the reason I say that is because I can't believe that's number 3 on the list, but okay.
Political talk radio. This is about political. You know, most of the talk radio stations today are still mostly political. And they're not like the DJV program in that we attack or tackle or discuss pretty much everything that's going on in the world. This is something that's very specific to, and it's usually reflected in the story list from most of the stations that we're talking with, or the folks that the talkers are talking with, and many of the stations that carry the DJV program at a time when people don't want politics earlier in the day, and then it goes off into a political vein. As we know, most of the local and syndicated programming follows that form. So to address number 3, as we were talking about it, Liz Cheney says there's going to be a big hearing on January 6th of next year about January 6th of this year. They're going to start what they think will be weeks of public hearings
now,
examining
the
events.
Now, why would they do that? Let's think through what we know. Okay, we've got the year anniversary.
Well.
We also, wait a second. We're going to be starting an election cycle, and they want to call people who might vote for Republican candidates insurrectionists. Oh, okay.
There are Republicans who are also pretty outraged by what happened, though.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're outraged or not. The truth is that there are already real investigations going on from the FBI. You've got people who've been sitting in jail for almost 12 months now who haven't even gotten a trial yet on a trespassing charge. I mean, it's insane what's already happening. Everything that the Congress is doing right now is strictly for politics, and it's strictly for the fact that they know they can try to use it in the election, because I believe Liz Cheney and the Democrats are all together in this. They're all in trouble when it comes to historically the shift of power in midterm years when one party holds the Senate and the House and the presidency, right? The party who's not in power typically picks up seats. Redistricting will probably net Republicans about 3 seats in total. And you've got a really unpopular agenda right now, a president and a Congress with really bad approval ratings at the moment. So it's expected that Republicans will probably win the House. So what do you do? Well, then the House of Representatives comes up and they try to find something political that they can throw at Republicans. And I don't know. And just what you said, Victoria,
round
is true.
Round and round it goes.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are outraged about it. So to put everybody in one basket is really kind of silly. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
All right. So anyway, that's number three on the list. I'm going to go looking at several different things. Number 10, actually, is very interesting. Because of the, I'll focus on this in the countdown with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the lawyer that's on the countdown every week. He also has written a book, or he's written a number of books about scams and that sort of thing, and they're huge this holiday season, more than ever before. Look out for the scams, the online things that are for sale that aren't for sale. There are just tons of things that are going on that are grabbing people. Also, though, the holidays. And as we get into Christmas time, I think because Hanukkah's come early this year, it's much earlier than it usually is, isn't it?
It's here.
Usually, yeah, it's here now. Right, exactly. And so there are a lot of people, I remember growing up with some Jewish kids who, I never paid much attention to other people's religions. I knew somebody was Catholic, somebody was Jewish, you know, that's because there's a lot of variety in all sorts of ways in our lives. So as I became more focused, if you will, as I got older, a lot of the women actually that I ended up dating or being around were Jewish. So I learned a lot about Jewish traditions and holidays and stuff. And I think what takes Jewish people back more than anything else is that it's usually referred to by non-Jews as the Jewish Christmas. But it isn't. Do we understand? You know, I think a lot of people just don't pay any attention to it. And is it important to, well, to Jews, I think it is. It looks like Hanukkah sometimes is the Jewish Christmas, but, you know, it's, you don't really, there's a whole lot of difference in this holiday and Santa Claus, shall we say. So I bring it up because there's a lot of talk about it. Happy Hanukkah, the cards, I saw a card, Happy Hanukkah, expressing Hanukkah wishes to a cat. Anyway, the New York Times traced the rise of Hanukkah-themed commercialism and sees that there is a lot of comparisons to Hanukkah and Christian families and decorations and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's 8 days. It is happening now. Falls on a different day every year, marked on the Jewish calendar, not the Gregorian calendar that that we live by. I think what the point here is that a lot of Jewish kids, because they're around a lot of Christian kids, expect they're going to get presents and expect to have this whole thing, commercialized. And that's really what Christmas has become, isn't it? I mean, think about all the conversation, Victoria, that we have about what's selling online and Black Friday and Green Thursday and, you know, Red. It isn't about and maybe it speaks to the nonsense of the whole thing about celebrating Christ's birth because he wasn't born on December 25th at all. He was born in March. So it all becomes kind of a big blur. Now, the other side of it is, is it a good thing that we get together and just celebrate our lives and our families and friendship and kinship and things to kind of take, depending on how you look at it? I look at this time of year, I used to be very depressed. I didn't like it. My birthday, I was getting older. It'd go into the dark cycle. The days are shorter and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, January 1st comes around. It's like opening up a whole new opportunity because it's new, it's fresh. And Christmas heralds that. So, you know, feeling good about the end of the year, celebrating perhaps the good things, isn't that maybe what we should be doing instead of the other things that tend to get a hold of us, certainly since World War II, the commercial aspect of Christmas has become ridiculous. I saw on the plane the other day the story of the beginning of Coca-Cola, and one of the things that was most interesting about it is the modern day version of what Santa Claus looks like came from Coca-Cola advertising in the 30s. That's where, I mean, the old St. Nick pictures showed a skinny old tired looking guy in a green cap.
Well, that doesn't sell.
No, but you know, but we think about Santa Claus as this jolly fat old guy, and that image was created
wearing
around
Coca-Cola
selling
red.
Coca-Cola, right? Exactly. Yeah. All right. So that's our holiday discussion number 10. Immigration reform is number 9. I don't know in terms of what's going on. I think that the resuming of asylum, we seem to be letting more asylum seekers into the country, but apparently the mitigation this week is to make them wait in Mexico, right? Migrants coming into our country.
Yeah, court rules that the administration can't throw out remain in Mexico, which is what it was, a Trump-era policy.
Say that again.
A court ruled against the Biden administration, who threw out the remain in Mexico policy.
Right, okay.
And so now that's going back into Tagir, and probably already is by the time people are hearing this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
yeah. They're challenging it. They're coming up with another way. I mean, it's by far not a perfect policy at all. And the horrors that went on the last time this happened. I mean, 68,000 people missed their court dates because they were being held for ransom on the Mexican side. Women and children were raped and murdered. It's awful. It's horrible.
But what it did do also was, and yes, believe me, that is happening whether you're in Mexico or whether you're making the trip here. I mean, we've been hearing awful stories about people who are being brutalized, especially women and girls, just on their trek to the country. But what this does is it makes people think twice before they just come here because they know they're not going to be able to just walk in. So it does tamp down on the amount of people coming in caravans. It does tamp down on those just raw numbers. And that is why it has become more effective, because we can't sustain. I mean, 2 million people already in the country this year that we know of. That doesn't count the other people that have come through. That is something that we can't do another year
with
of,
nothing.
Or 2 years of,
they
right?
come with nothing. So
everything
the expectation
for
is,
has been given to the coyotes that bring them across the border.
Mm-hmm.
That's you work your whole
cases,
life and you give all your money over to these people who are
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I've heard stories of $10,000, $30,000 given to the coyotes to get people across the border. And what are we doing to stop them? We must know where they're bringing them through, where the weak links are in the ability to traverse across
well,
from one side of the border
so
to the other.
Frustrating is under the current system, there isn't a whole lot to do.
No. 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with the DJV hosts, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TALK. Loss. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you've had them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, the DJB overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts are from the week of November 29th to December the 3rd. Here with me is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner follows our social media. So we have some comments from listeners on the various issues of the week. You want to start with number one, which is COVID. Jay?
Yes, the topic that everyone is apparently super tired of hearing about, and they're already over the word Omicron. Melanie M. says no one should be surprised the Omicron variant is in the States. Carrie Peters questions how restricting travel for people with specific medical decisions warrants restrictions when both vaccinated and unvaccinated can carry and transmit the virus. That's in regards to the White House stating domestic travel vaccine requirements are on the table.
All right. So, Jennifer, the only report I've seen this week is of a case of Omicron in California. Is that still the only?
There are a couple of cases.
States, four states?
Yeah. There's one of the cases in Hawaii. There are five in New York. There's one, I think, a couple
Colorado,
in San Francisco, one in L.A. It's spreading. It's going to be. And it's, you know, that's the one thing that we've heard so far is that it's very contagious, which COVID is. COVID SARS just is. But this one's particularly contagious. But the good news is that people are just having lighter symptoms,
like
at least
cold.
If you believe the South African doctors.
Yeah, right. And you should, because they're really very good, actually. All right. Our relationships with Russia. Well, China-Russia relations number 8 this week. What are people saying about our relations here on our social media?
There was a question why there's not more news in the media around Russia expelling some U.S. embassy staff in kind of a quote-unquote retaliationary move.
That's a good question. What do we know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough people are talking about that.
Well, and a lot of I'm very surprised that more people aren't picking up on the fact that there are 100,000 Russian troops getting ready to go back into Ukraine again.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we pick and choose what's convenient for us to talk about, and it's really sad.
But
you know,
who does that? Who picks and chooses?
I think editorial decisions are made by the news media. I mean, I was appalled this week, and not to go off on a little toot here, but you had high school students laying dead in Michigan at Oxford High School, and you had most of the news media talking about two dingbats, Ilhan Omar and Lauren Boebert, going back and forth at each other. I don't care. I don't care what they have to say. We should be caring about the fact that there are real things happening, not some stupid Twitter war. It's just, I don't know.
Well, we're not paying attention. The eye is not on the ball. We've let the news media control the agenda.
But we're also desensitized to school shootings. It happens so often, and mass shootings. That's another part of it, which is just horrible.
It wasn't even a top story.
I know.
It wasn't even a top story on any newscast. Mm. And, you know, it's just, where is the empathy? If you're in that area, if you're, God forbid, a parent, and you've got people more concerned about what someone is saying in Grand Junction, Colorado, about Ilhan Omar.
What it is the insensitivity toward shooting and killing people because of the popular media, that is, television shows, movies, that sort of thing. All right, so
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. No, I was just going to say regarding the high school shooting, there's videos from students who were there who were cowering and for safety who are sharing the videos that they took during that time on social media, and it is just gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. I can't
watch
it.
Those are some smart kids in that school, though. They, you know, people talk about the active shooter drills. They worked in this case. Those kids, a lot of them were heroes. They acted in the right way. They acted
but
swiftly.
But think about growing up that way in that constant state of fear. That's what really is the... All right. There's a quick comment on Ghislaine. Yeah. What's the comment?
Maxwell. This user says that anything in the news that is not about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is a distraction and adds, quote-unquote, human smuggling and sex trafficking of children should be our top priority.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. That's a worthwhile comment. 28.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the accused Oxford, Michigan high school shooter missed their arraignment, and a manhunt is now on. Michigan prosecutors filed manslaughter charges, saying that Ethan Crumley's parents acted with negligence.
Ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents had been told about worrisome conduct by their son. She said Crumley's mother sent her son a text message that said, "You have to learn not to get caught." Police are now trying to locate the Crumleys, even though their attorneys say they will still come to an arraignment. There are now at least 23 cases of the Omicron variant in 10 different states. Scientists in South Africa now say evidence is suggesting that the variant can overcome the immunity protection even more than the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News. President Biden signed a short-term government funding bill, avoiding the threat of a federal shutdown. The Senate passed the continuing resolution by a vote of 69-28, which will fund the government through February 18th. The House passed the same measure earlier on Thursday. The House and Senate Appropriation Committees brokered the deal, although some conservative lawmakers challenged it as a protest against Biden's vaccine mandate for federal and some private workers. While some GOP lawmakers, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, wanted a government shutdown to oppose the mandate and other COVID-19 rules, others ushered in a vote on an amendment defunding Biden's effort. The amendment, however, failed mostly on party lines. The new funding will keep the government open and authorize $7 billion to help settle evacuees who were part of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. All right, so ladies, number four, the shooting. You wanted to talk more about that. Go ahead, Victoria.
This is such a horrific story. Some of the new details, or newer details that have come out, are even more upsetting. Charges are definitely, listen to me. The charges are most, I would say there's a very good chance that the parents will be charged here as criminally negligent.
They should be.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
So some of the other details that are emerging and more is they're still investigating and I think more details will be coming out in the coming days, according to the sheriff. So here's what's extra disturbing. The whole thing is awful, right? Four kids are dead. They're traumatized. And yet this kid, Ethan Crumbly, who's the 15-year-old who was the
shooter. Look at his face. Look at the pictures of him.
It really is one of those things. You take a look at him and you know there's something off.
Looks like Chucky.
So the thing that's extra disturbing is that this kid had already had established behavioral issues, so much so that other students reported him. The school had a conference with his parents only a few hours before he shot the school up. So his parents knew that this kid was an issue. They were in the school meeting, and a few hours later, instead of taking him home, which I don't really know, and we're going to find out more details as they come out, but instead of taking the kid home from school that day after meeting with the parents or with the school, you know, after the parents met with the school principal and the other teachers and things like that, they said his classroom behavior was very problematic. Instead of taking him home that day, for whatever reason, he stayed in school and just a few hours later emerged from the bathroom with the gun. And the parents now, a lot of people are saying, well, the parents should be charged because we don't know.
Yes.
There is a rumor, and I say rumor now because it's still being investigated, that the gun was a gift from the father to the son.
Yeah.
That's still being investigated, but what we do know, according to the sheriff, is that the gun was very readily accessible to this kid. And in
Michigan, there's no law in Michigan. You don't have to.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's ridiculous. And I think, if anything, when people talk about meaningful gun control, here's an example of what Michigan can do. There is no law in Michigan that requires gun owners keep their weapons locked away from minors. That, to me, seems like a bipartisan. Everyone should be behind that. That law needs to change. That's number one. The other part of this is, as we've said with all of these school shootings, when kids have these types of behavioral issues, they need to be taken seriously. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's not a big it's not a big deal. He was bullied. Being bullied is not an excuse to shoot up your school. It doesn't matter what color skin you have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your financial situation is. Being bullied is awful. And that needs to be addressed, but this is not the answer. And so apparently the parents are still refusing to cooperate. They're not talking at all. The kid is still in custody. He's not talking. There's no motive. They don't know what the motive is, other than he just wanted to shoot up the school.
There's some
maybe
pretty chilling,
he felt bullied.
Pretty chilling videos. The parents are being scrutinized. They should be charged. All three of them should be in jail for the rest of their lives. All of them. And the parents that need to be made an example of, frankly, this isn't parenting. This is coddling. This is turning your head away from the problems that exist that you create, because the child is going to be exactly what the environment is that you create for him. That's how children grow up, the same as dogs or any animal. They're going to be exactly the way you treat them. So if you gave this kid a gun at 15 and he was a nutbird to begin with...
And you knew that, because you've already been notified by the school that he has behavioral issues.
And
you already know that.
Exactly, and there were videos found of him threatening killing his fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is social media? What's the sort of thing that we have? DJV show, the Twitter account, Instagram at DJV show, Facebook.com/DJV show. What are some of our listeners saying about this? What's the
definitely still looking for more information. That it's sad, nonetheless. Parents should not send their kids to school not knowing if they're going to be able to pick them up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If I were a parent at any one of these schools where this happens, and, you know, God forbid you lose your child to this senseless act of violence, how do you not want to just get your own justice? I don't believe in vigilantism. I'm not saying that. But I can only imagine how you would feel as a parent who lost your child because this psychopath was allowed to access a gun. His parents knew about the behavioral issues, knew that they were letting him have access to a gun. How do you not feel so resentful that their crappy parenting or lack thereof is the reason that your child is now dead? I can't even imagine. My heart absolutely
bleeds. I would think that all the parents in that school, there should be a collective. Some lawyer's got to be smart enough to get the parents' organization together and to sue to take to civil court.
There will be wrongful death suits. But look, these people don't have a lot of money. What you're not going to get millions of dollars out of this.
No,
you know?
But there's a recognized, there should be at least, whether there is or there isn't, some consequence for these actions.
That's
supposed
to be
consequences.
And schools need to look at themselves. What can we do better to keep these kids safe? Because locking the doors and making people have to use a key fob or whatever to get in doesn't
help
when the students already have the fobs and they're supposed to be there.
Yeah, right. But the most any school administrator I've ever seen, going back to when I think about what administrators were like when I was in school, but certainly today, they're wishy-washy. I was going to say they're Willy Wonky. Kind of wonky, maybe that's true. They just don't have the backbone. They don't want to get pressure from parents. Parents are pushing them around.
Well, the problem is that a lot of parents think that they run the school. You know, I mean, I remember my parents, when I was a kid, and my parents went to the PTA
meetings.
Well,
and the administration cottoned to that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's always, like, the one, you know, the one parent who's louder than everybody else. And, you know, it's parents think that they run the schools. And I forget who the politician was. I think it was the guy who ran and lost in Virginia, who said that parents needed to stay out of the classroom, whatever. That I actually think what he really meant was a case like this, where schools kowtow way too much to what the parents say. Well, my kid needs this, and my kid, you know, how come my kid doesn't get enough playing time on the sports? You know, it's like, well, that's why there's a bench. You know, I mean, parents are just the worst. I mean, parents are really awful in this whole generation.
Some of them are, some of them aren't, but they don't set a good tone. There's no question about that. All this stuff sets a bad tone. In a moment, we're going to discuss the number one item of the week because there is so much fluidity to COVID and the treatments, and there are going to be treatments that people can actually look forward to and not have to worry about all this stuff, the shutdowns, the mandates, the politics of it all. That's coming up next here on our Talk Radio Review. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that every week Michael Harrison and I do. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown show. Doug Steffen here with a complete list of the stories so that we have them in order and you can recount them during our discussions. At number 10, the holidays are upon us and look out for the scams. Number 9, immigration reform, what's happening on our southern border especially. Number 8, continuing focus on our relationship with China and Russia. Number 7, the suspension of Chris Cuomo from CNN. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown? Number 5, the Supreme Court and the focus on Roe v. Wade this past week. Number 4 is that high school shooting in Michigan and the gun laws there. Number 3, continuing investigation of what happened last January 6th, inflation and the supply chain problems. Number 2, and COVID, 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 number 1 this week. That's the countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The people list here, the official list from Talkers for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen to report that Dr. Oz, that Dr. Oz is going to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania. So that's why he's number 10 on the list. Alec Baldwin, number 9 in his interview on the Rust case on ABC. Chris Cuomo at number 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ted Cruz, number six. John Roberts, the head honcho at the Supreme Court, number five. Ethan Crumbly is four. Mark Meadows is three. Dr. Fauci, I call him Phony Fauci, and people criticize me for that. I think he is overexposed, and here, him being at number two and COVID being at number one, I mean, aren't we all kind of tired of all of this stuff? Yes, we are. Joe Biden is number one on the people list. So there you have it, the official list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our talk radio overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Number one this week is Omicron, the potential.
By the way, you've nailed that pronunciation.
It took you a week. For those of you who didn't hear, I was calling Omicron. What I call
Omicron.
It?
Omicron, like a tech company, yeah.
Right, exactly. It sort of sounds like that. Anyway, so how worried should you be about this variant? Not really, according to, I'm looking at something from a lady who's the in charge of the University of California's laboratory, where they're looking into respiratory diseases and where this all stacks up, and the new treatments from Pfizer and Moderna and Merck that are going to reduce the effect not just of the Omicron, but also the other, the various types of COVID that have been around, these various pills that are available, they're not going to keep you from getting it, but they're going to mitigate what kind of problems you have with it, so that again, we're back to the sort of common cold. And that seems to be something that ought to calm people down, because we've had, it isn't so much the disease itself, but the side effects that we've had in this country and around the world, thanks to the Chinese letting this go on purpose, as far as I'm concerned. We have, you know, there's serious economic issues. There are, I mean, you name it, there's a myriad of things that we've all been affected by. And so if we just have something that makes it seem like, although I'm not, you know, this is more for the drug culture, the drug manufacturers, it's great for them. But people will do what they have to do to make life normal. So we were talking earlier about the number of cases in this country of Omicron. I think that's a news media, you know, okay, so that this numbers game that we played for the last year and a half, almost, this is almost 2 years now, right? We're 3 months short. It actually started 2 years ago in China. So we've been playing this game, and it's how many people died, and you know, what is that? What good does that do us? I find it interesting, though, when you look around, there's still men and women in their jobs that are being suspended because they aren't getting the vaccine. Latest one is this guy that plays for Tampa Bay.
Oh,
wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Brown has been kicked off of every team he's been on. He was with the Patriots for a minute, and Bill Belichick was like, you're out of here. I mean, he's just such a problem, and now he's the first, naturally, he would be the first NFL player who's been busted with a fake vaccine card. And the only reason anyone knew, and now all the teams are being more vigilant checking the cards and verifying, but the only reason anyone knew is because he stiffed his private chef $10,000, and he's on video saying, I'm not paying that cracker. And so, and then the chef went to the police and said, hey, by the way, he went to a newspaper, and he said, by the way, he said, he owes me $10,000 for catering a party a year ago, and he has a fake vaccine card. I've heard him talking about it, and that's how he got busted.
One of the things, to go back to the business, the White House is not looking good on some of this stuff, because maybe when you think about it, maybe it'll be mitigated somewhat. I've used that word a lot in the last month or so, and I apologize for overusing it. The unvaccinated people, certainly we all agree here that you ought to have your vaccines, you ought to be taking care, because this thing isn't over yet. However, there are a number of health experts this week who have said that the White House's campaign on boosters or mandatory vaccines and that sort of thing are ill-founded. I think
well, the big
to
one
make
is,
people do things, you've got to
it's so gross.
Them.
Well,
that's gross.
For federal, well, on a federal level, though, I mean, this is, you know, this is nothing new. Kids have got to, you know, have certain vaccines to go to school. You have to be, you can't go to college without certain vaccines. I mean, this is all not new. But what is going to have to, what's on its way to court now is the new policy of the mandate that if you have a company that has more than 100 employees, that everyone needs to be vaccinated. I don't know that that's going to hold up constitutionally. That's where, that's kind of the sticky wicket, as they would say. Like, that's the one area. But look, if you're a federal employee, you know, that's part of the gig. I mean, there are restrictions that you have to have in the military. It's nothing new. I know people are, it's controversial, but it's not new.
Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keenan to go through the top five technology stories. Tech Talk time with the top five from this past week. Starting out at number five with this new browser extension. What does that do?
Well, the new browser extension actually shows you which products in your Amazon search results are sold by brands that are either owned by or are exclusive to Amazon. So it gives you a better idea of who's selling what you're actually buying. It's called Amazon Brand Detector, and it is a free extension. It's a free download using Google Chrome or Firefox. And it's made by a company called The Markup. And so along with filters and other techniques, they detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's brands. Now, the thing that's deceiving, one of the many things about Amazon that's deceiving, is that the names sound like they're standalone brands. Rivet, Stone & Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag for dog stuff, Happy Belly, and I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 150 brands that Amazon has registered with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and they sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names. So if you are a person who decides to sort of begrudgingly shop on Amazon, and you really want to know where the stuff is coming from and who's making it, then this browser extension, Amazon Brand Detector, is very eye-opening. It puts a big orange block that appears around each item that's owned by Amazon. And it's pretty damning when you see how Amazon pushes all of their own brands, even though they constantly say they don't.
Useless.
So, it's a good shopping tool.
All right, next item, number four, has to do with a fellow that's been running Twitter for quite a long time.
Yeah, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey announced his departure this week. He confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take a seat on the board as well. That's effective immediately. Dorsey returned to take the lead at Twitter as CEO in 2015, despite being forced out back in 2008. And so Dorsey said he's decided to leave Twitter because he said, I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, and my trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep, and his work over 10 years has been transformational. So he said it's time for everybody to move on, and we'll see what happens with Twitter in the future.
Okay, so let's go to number three then, Victoria, which is about online spending from this past week or two, right?
Yep. So online sales during Black Friday took a bit of a tumble this year. It actually marked the first time that spending has dipped lower than the previous year. Online shoppers spent a total of $8.9 billion this year. It fell short of the $9 billion that was spent in 2020. Now, analysts are really looking at these numbers, and they suggest that the downward trend might actually be caused by an uptick in early spending. Some stores started their sales and promotions in October this year. As we all know, I mean, even Christmas music started before Halloween in some places. So shoppers did make online purchases during Black Friday, though. It just found that 44% of those sales were made from a smartphone. That's a 10.6% increase from last year, which is kind of interesting. More and more people are shopping from their smartphones. Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less this year than they did in 2020 on Cyber Monday. But here's the good news, though. This is good news for retail. Overall, from November 1st to the 29th, Adobe Analytics reports shoppers spent $109 billion. That's actually it's almost a 12% increase from last year. So overall, this is really good news for retail. And it also, you know, shows that a lot of the analysts who say the economy is actually pretty hot right now, this proves it. Retail is always a really good indication of, you know, how good
retail
the economy
and
is.
Housing starts.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Look around. If you see a lot of new construction in your area,
Number two this week on our countdown of the top five tech stories is a focus on what Samsung is doing.
Yeah, Samsung's planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far from Austin. They're going to do this over the next 3 years. They've announced a 5 million square meter facility that's going to aim to boost production of advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in phones and computers. Obviously, we need a whole bunch of them. So that is great news, and I'm glad that Samsung is furthering their investment in the U.S.,
Number one story this week from the world of technology focuses on something good General Motors is doing.
Yeah, this is another great story. So GM is going to spend $4 billion on the construction of two battery factories in North America. One will be in Lordstown, Ohio. The other, Spring Hill, Tennessee. And they are now going to reduce the amount of cobalt in electric vehicle batteries by 70%. That's a huge, huge reduction. They're going to add in aluminum instead. This takes the reliance on China mining cobalt. This in the next few years is going to be a really big deal for us.
Well, it's time to pull the rug out from under the Chinese when it comes to that stuff and a lot of other things as well. All right, Victoria, thank you. 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.